感谢神，我们今天是见证会，然后是叶弟兄来为我们做见证。
And thank God, this afternoon we will have a testimony, and the testimony will be given by Brother Ye.
叶弟兄他们一家人在我们伯恩教会已经是好几代的老信徒了。
And Brother Ye's family has been in our church for many generations.
那我想大家都很熟悉他们，可是今天有机会可以听到比较完整他们整个经历的一个分享。
And we all know him very well, but today he will give a detailed account of how they came to believe in Christ.
那我们就请叶弟兄。
Now we ask Brother Ye.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神啊，今天谢我能有这样的机会再为神做见证，荣耀神的名。
And thank God, I have this opportunity to give a testimony to glorify God.
我是从柬埔寨来的。
And I came from Cambodia.
接听里一共有七个弟兄姐妹。
And we came with seven brothers and sisters.
三个男，四个女的。
And three brothers and four sisters.
在1975年之前的柬埔寨。
And before 1975 in Cambodia.
柬埔寨这个国家的人民呢，那个时候的生活也过得不错。
And the Cambodians, they live a pretty well-off life.
这又在75年那一年呢，共产党推翻了这个柬埔寨国王的政权。
And in 1975,the communists, they overturned the Cambodian government at the time.
全国人民就开始受苦。
And every one of us, Cambodians, we suffered.
共产党推翻了这个柬埔寨政权之后呢，就把全国的人民赶到这个农田里去耕种。
And after the communists took over, they commanded that all the people went to farm.
去开辟森林去做苦工。
And they made them do hard labor and work in the forest.
我可以这样说，一年四季啊，几乎每一天，这个人民啊都在那个农田里的日光之下或者是风雨中过日子。
And every day of the year, everyone has to work under the sun in the farm or the forest.
除非你生病了，没有办法下田工作，才可以休息。
And unless you're sick, then you can take a break.
很多人就是因为这样的辛苦，又吃不饱，死了不少人。
And because of this, and due to also hunger, many people died.
就这样，这么辛苦的时期，我的小弟又出生了。
And living in this hard life, my little brother was born.
现在他就在这里啊，叶振峰。
And he's also here today.
那个时候非常辛苦。
And we live a very difficult life.
我妈妈没有办法照顾他。
And my mother could not take care of him.
每天早上六点半左右就抱着孩子去给那些老人家没有办法下田工作的人帮照顾。
And every day in the morning at 6:30, my mother would take my little brother to the elderly people who cannot farm.
到晚上七点再抱回来。
And at 7 o'clock at night, she would go and take my brother home.
就这样下去，大概三个月左右，我爸爸工作太辛苦，又吃不饱，又生病了。
So after 3 months of doing this, and my father became sick because he worked really hard and he did not have enough food.
在那个时候生病没有医药，也没有医生。
And at that time, if you're sick, there's no doctor or medicine.
一个月多后就去世了。
And after a month of being ill, he passed away.
真的是不要用怎么样的句子来形容那个时候的这个心情啊，很辛苦。
And I cannot describe to you how difficult of a life back then.
好像雪上加霜。
And they make everything worse.
就这样日子就这样过去。
So I live my day like this.
到1979年的时候。
And in 1979,
这个越南军就攻进了柬埔寨。
And the Vietnamese attacked Cambodians.
就 就打败了这个共产党。
And they defeated the communists.
他们打共产党的原因就是因为他杀人太多那个时候。
The reason for attacking the communists at the time was because the communists killed too many people.
他为了要救这个柬埔寨的人民。
And the reason for attack was to save the Cambodians.
当他打败了共产党之后呢，我们就从这个田里啊，就出来这个我们住的那个村庄。
And after the communists were defeated, we came out of our farm into our hometown.
就在我们的村庄住了一年多。
In our village, we lived for about a year.
然后我妈妈呢，就有这个亲戚还是朋友的帮助啊，又把我们全家移到这个一个省啊，就叫上丁省。
And with the help of my mother's relatives, we moved to a Sandin province.
那边比较多人哦，这是一个省份，因为我们住在的那个地方是很小的，大概70-80个家庭左右都是中国人。
And the village where we used to live only has 70 or 80 family members from China.
不是 China， 是我们住那个 village 都大概八十个家庭都是我们中国人在那边出生的。
The 70 or 80 families living in that village, they're all Chinese immigrants.
Yeah. 那个，然后我们就从那个地方搬到这个上丁省。
So we moved from that village to Sangding province.
在那边住了一年多。
We lived there for about a year.
有一天我们就接到一封信。
And one day we received a letter.
就是我大姐写来的信。
And it was written by my oldest sister.
因为我大姐是解放之后，她就先跑到这个泰国难民营。
And after she was released, she went to Thailand.
在泰国难民营住了一年多呢，就被美国接到这个洛杉矶来。
And after a year of living in Thailand, she was allowed to come to the U.S.
然后她就写了一封信给我们说。现在我们已经在了美国，我们不知道他在美国的，不知道他在哪里，还没有跟他联络到。
And at that time, we did not have communication with her, so we did not know that she was already in the United States.
接到这封信的时候，才知道他已经到了美国。
So after we received this letter, we realized that she's indeed in the United States.
然后我妈妈收到那封信的时候，很高兴。
When my mother received that letter, she was very happy.
然后就打听到这个泰国难民营还在受难民。
And she realized that the Thailand immigrants, they're still in a difficult time.
Refugee.
Oh, they received refugee.
然后我妈妈就找了我的表哥。
Then my mother found my 你的表哥。
表哥就叫上丁省一起住的。
She found my cousin, and they live in the same province.
Yeah, 就跟他商量，我们要不要逃到这个难民营去。
So they discussed whether they should go to the refugee
camp. Yeah. 然后我的表哥就说好啊。
Then my cousin says okay.
就同意，就找了一个带路人。
So they found a Chinese person.
找了一个带路人啊，带我们从这个带路人。
大陆人嘛。
带我们从这个上丁到泰国那边。
So we found a guide. He took us.
从上丁省要把我们带到这个泰国难民营。
He took us from Sangding province to the refugee camp.
然后我们就跟他讲好了，就到哪准备了一只船。
So they prepare a boat.
就半夜叫我们下船。
So at midnight they asked us to go into the boat.
那个是偷酒的，不是没有大大方方的，很危险。
And they did it secretly, so it was very dangerous.
就从那个湄公河就一直走到天亮，半夜走到天亮八点钟的时候就到了辽国的边境。
So it took us 8 hours of boat ride to go to the border of Laos.
到了边境的时候，他叫我们上岸。
So when we reached the shore, they asked us to go to get on land.
上岸，他就准备了一部车子把我们载到他的家里去。
So they prepared a car to take us to his home.
就在寮国那边，他就在寮国。
And this is already in the country of Lao.
在他的家里住了大概一个多星期。
And we live in his house for about a week.
然后我们就从那边找另外的带路人，把我们从寮国带到泰国的难民营。
So another guy took us from Lao to Thai refugee camp.
然后这个找到之后，那个另外的带路人呢，我们完全不认识他的。
And we do not know this guide at all.
因为他是寮人。
Because he's a Lao.
他就把我们拿车子把我们载到那个湄公河的旁边。
So he took us to a Mekong River.
就叫我们下船。
And he asked us to go down to the boat.
那个时候大概是三点左右，下午三点左右。
And it was about 3 p.m. at the time.
把我们从寮国这边就送到那个泰国的那个那一边去。
So it took us from Lao to the other side.
Thailand 那边
哦。Thailand refugee camp.
然后到了那边叫我们上船。
And when we got there, he asked us to go on the boat.
不叫我们上岸，对不起，上岸。
To go on the land.
上岸就去，一上去带我们进了森林里。
And he took us to the forest.
我们说是要带，就我们就以为他已经很这个很顺利把我们带到那个难民营里去，但是他带我们过上的岸就带我们到森林里去。
So we thought he had successfully took us to the refugee camp, but instead he took us to a forest.
就在那边。抢劫
！And over there, they robbed us.
他把我们两三个男的都绑下来，绑起来。
And he tied all the male men.
然后把我们抢劫好之后呢，他就把我们丢在森林里，他就下船就渡回这个寮国。
So after he robbed us, he still tied us to the tree. They went back to Lao.
然后我们两个家庭在那边。真的是无路可走。
So we had two families there. We did not know where to go.
想渡回这个寮国那边嘛，又没有船。
We thought about going back to Lao, but we did not have a boat.
走投无路的时候，每个人的我不知道怎么样讲，那个心情在那边好像绝路了，没有希望。
And I cannot describe you my mindset at the time, but it looked like there's no it's a dead end.
因为在泰国的森林里，又不是在寮国，也不是在柬埔寨。
Because it was in the forest of Thailand, not the forest of Lao or Cambodia.
从来没有到过的地方。
And it's something that we have never been to before.
在绝望中。
And in our despair.
大概两个钟头左右，就是五点傍晚五点六点那个时候。
So it lasted about two hours, so it was about 5 or 6 p.m.
我们突然有两个警察就从那个森林里边那边走出来。
And out of a sudden, two policemen came out of nowhere to the forest.
泰国警察哦。
And they were Thai policemen.
他就问我们为什么会在这里。
They asked us, "What are you doing here?"
我们说我们本来是想去难民营。
And we told them initially we were going to the refugee camp.
但是呢，那个带路人把我们丢在这里。
But the people who guided us here, they robbed us.
那个泰国警察就没有说什么，就叫我们跟他走。
And the Thai police told us to go with them.
我们就跟着他走。
So we followed them.
走了大概半个钟头，在森林里走啊。
So we walked in a forest for about 30 minutes.
到一条小路，走到一条小路。
We reached a small road.
就有两部警察车在那边等。
And there were two police cars waiting.
叫我们上车。
And they told us to get in.
我们上了警察车，然后他就载我们到警察局去。
And after we got on the police car, they took us to the police station.
我表哥就问警察。
My cousin asked the policeman.
你们为什么会知道我们在森林里呢？
How do you know we're in the forest?
警察跟我们说,
the policeman told us.
因为这附近的农村里有两个打猎的人,
Because there were two hunters in the village.
他去森林里打猎。
They went hunting in the forest.
发现有人在那边。
They found people in the forest.
他就回去打电话报警。
So they went back home to call the police.
所以我们才会来这边。
And this is how you are here.
然后我们就知道原因了，为什么警察会到那边去带我们出来。
So we know the reason why the police went to us to took us out.
所以我们想起来啊，真的是天不绝人之路。
So we know that God will never give us a dead end.
好像在这个诗篇23篇第四节那边，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
So in Psalm chapter 23 verse 4, it says, I enter into the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil.
然后到了警察局，晚上他就给我们吃了这个晚餐。
So at the police station, they provided us dinner.
到9点10点那个晚上，就是当晚哈。
So that night at about 9 or 10 p.m.
警察又叫我们上车。
And police asked us to get in the car again.
又把我们的手绑到后面去。
They tie our hands behind our back.
都是绑那个男的哈。
Only the male were bounded.
我们觉得好奇怪。
So we were confused.
他就把我们载到那个湄公河旁边。
So they took us to Mekong River again.
然后叫我们下车。
And they told us to get out of the car.
我们就想，是不是他们要把我们全部杀掉在这里
？And we were thinking maybe they're here to kill all of us.
然后叫我们下车之后，就把松开我们的手。
So after we got out the car, they unbounded our hands.
就叫我们下到这个河边去。
So they asked us to go down to the river bank.
他准备了两条小船，那个渔船。
And they prepared fishing boats for us.
叫我们上船。
And they told us to get in the boat.
就两条船就把我们载回辽国去。
So the two boats took us back to Laos.
到了辽国是半夜，那个时候半夜。
So when we reached Laos, it was about midnight.
他就告诉我们说，你们不可以上岸。
They told us not to get on shore.
因为你们上岸很危险。
Because it's very dangerous if you get on shore.
那个辽国警察一看到就全部都要开枪的，要打死完。
So if the Laos police sees you, they will open fire and kill all of you.
因为他们不喜欢偷走的人又带回国。
Because they don't like people who escape to go back.
所以我们就在那个湄公河那个河边那边过了一整夜。
So we were at the Mekong River the entire night that night.
一整夜都被那个钉子那个蚊子钉到天亮啊。
So well, we were attacked by the mosquito at the entire night.
很惨那个时候。
It was very pitiful.
等到隔天早上太阳出来的时候。
So next day when the sun rises.
我们就上岸。
So we went on shore.
一上了岸就碰到好几个那个辽人。
So when we got on shore, we saw many Lao citizens.
那个种田的辽人哦。
And they were farmers.
他们就问我们，为什么你们来到这边
？So they asked why we are here.
我们就把事情告诉他们。
So we told them the entire story.
他们就很同情。
And they have compassion on us.
然后就把我们带到一栋房子，那个农夫的房子，这是那个茅草屋了，茅草房。
They took us to a straw house.
叫我们，你们可以在这边停留一两个星期。
And they told us we can stay here for 1 to 2 weeks.
那个时候是收割的时候。
And at that time it was the time of harvest.
我们就跟他们说，我们可以帮你收割嘛。
So we told them, we asked them, can we help you harvest?
就是他们。就同意了。
And so they agreed.
好啊，你们可以来帮我们。
Yes, you can help us harvest.
就每一天他供应三餐。
So every day they gave us 3 meals.
就在那边两个多星期的时候，我妈妈就写一封信，就叫那边的辽人啊，有谁可以帮我们送到这个难民营去吗
？So in that 2 weeks, my mother wrote a letter to the Laos asking if anybody can take us to the refugee camp.
然后。但辽人在那边的辽人呢，也很同情，他是说我就帮你找一个人。
In the Lao, they had compassion on us, and they said we can help you find somebody.
这个人呢会把你带到难民营里去。
This person will take you to the refugee camp.
但是他要收费比较可能多少我就不知道了。他说。
But they will charge you some amount of money.
我们立刻就同意他。
We agree immediately.
然后那个人就来找我们了。
So this guy came to find us.
我们跟他讲好之后，他不想相信我们。
And we told him what happened, but he did not want to believe us.
然后我妈妈说，如果你不相信我，你可以 带我们到那个打电话呢，因为那个没有电话的，都是有警察局那边才有那个打电话出国的那个。
So, my mother said, if you don't believe me, then take us to a telephone which is located in the police station.
然后他就带我们到那边去。
So he took us there.
我妈妈就打电话来美国。
So my mother called America.
来给我大姐啊，我大姐就在洛杉矶这边。
So she called my oldest sister. She was in California in Los Angeles.
Yeah, 就跟那个辽国带路人啊，就在旁边听。
And the guy who was Lao, he was listening beside my mother.
Yeah, 就我大姐就答应你们来到难民营的那个路费我全部包完。
And、
我全部给你。
My sister said that the entire fee I will pay just as long as you can take them to the refugee camp.
然后那个带路人就知道我们外国有亲人了，他就放心了。
So the guy realized that we had relatives in America, so he rest in peace and he agreed.
然后他就帮我们，他就问我妈妈，如果我带这封信到的难民营，我要给谁这个封信
？So my mother asked the guide, if we reach refugee camp, who do I show this letter to?
因为我妈妈在难民营那个时候，我有一个阿姨在那边。
Because over there in the refugee camp, I had an aunt there.
就跟他说。给他一个相片啊，你就给这个人就好了。
So she gave him a picture and just said, "Give this letter to this person."
Yeah, 他就会负责那个路费，全部都给你。
Then she will give you all the fees.
然后他就把我们带到那个难民营去。
So this guy took us to the refugee camp.
Yeah, 差不多又把我们从那个辽国啊渡过到这个湄公河那边去。
So he took us to go through Mekong River again.
然后在那边呢，他就请了一部车子。
So there they hire a taxi or a car.
Yeah, 就把我们载到那个联合国做事，专门为难民做事那个地方啊。
And so they took us to United Nations.
那个 yeah.
To the United Nations where they process these kind of paperwork.
Yeah, 然后他就把我们交给这个联合国的人员，把我们做这个身份证，难民身份证。
So the worker who was working at the United Nations, they gave us an ID.
然后我们拿到那个难民身份证了，然后警察就把我们送到那个难民营里面去。
So after we received this refugee ID, the policeman took us into the refugee camp.
然后我们到了难民营之后呢，那个带路人哦，就在那边，我的阿姨呢就先准备了这那一笔钱呢，就交给了他。
So after we reached a refugee camp, my aunt had already prepared money to give to this guide.
然后就感谢了他，然后他就回了，他就走了。
So we thanked him and he left.
然后我们就在难民营那边，我的那位阿姨她是信主的。
And my aunt, she believed in the Lord.
他就第二个星期，他就把我们带到教堂去。
So the following week, she took us to a church.
那个难民营有一座教堂啊，是曼谷的那些牧师建的。
And this church was built by a Mongolian priest.
曼谷啊 ，Bangkok. 曼谷。
哦、Bangkok priest.
Yeah, 泰国的首都啊，曼谷。
Bangkok.
Yeah. 然后因为他是专门给那个难民传福音的、哦、那个教会。
Because this church would only preach to the refugees.
Yeah. 当他把我们带到这个难民到那个教会的时候，
When they took us to the church,
我看到的四个字、哦、
We saw four words.
神爱世人。
God loved this world.The people of this world.
然后他那个神爱世人的四个字呢，他就叫那个这个教堂的那个招牌啊，四个字大字。
And this was the sign on the top of the chapel.
Yeah, 我心里就想，神爱世人是什么人爱？什么神爱世人
？So I thought to myself, what kind of a God loved this world?
我们进去的时候 他们很热心的招待。
So when we enter into the church chapel, they invited us.
然后叫我们坐下来就在那边唱诗歌。
They invited us to sit down and sing hymns.
我们从来没有听过这个基督教。
We have never in contact with Christianity.
因为柬埔寨是佛教国家。
And because Cambodians is a country of Buddhists.
我们进去坐下来的时候他带我们唱诗歌。
So when we sat down, they led us to sing hymns.
第一首诗歌我所听到的 就像我们早上唱的我就属于掌管明天。
And the first hymn we heard was, I know who holds tomorrow.
我就很好奇。
So I was very curious.
我就一直在追问那些人啊，那在教堂的他的牧师啊，或者是那个招待人。
So I kept asking the usher or the priest.
我说我们从柬埔寨来都没有听过这个福音。
And we're from Cambodia, we have never heard of this gospel.
你们在这里传的这些福音是真的吗？
And the gospel that you're preaching, is it true?
因为从来我们都不知道哈。
Yes, we never heard of this before.
他说你每个礼拜你都来参加，或者礼拜五我们带你来查经。
So they invited us to come every week, and on Friday we invite you to come and have Bible study.
我就很热心的去追求这个道理。
So I started to pursue this faith very fervently.
每个礼拜五晚上我都去。
Every Friday night I would go.
去查经啊。
To study the Bible.
然后礼拜天呢，就全家都到教堂去。
And on Sunday, the entire family would go to church.
然后就这样在那边敬拜。
So I worshiped there.
大概三年多。
For about three some odd years.
我们就在那边认识了神。
So it was there that we came to know God.
但是是礼拜天的教会哈。
But they worship on Sundays.
然后到一直我们到联合国叫我们去问或要出国的时候。
So when the United Nations asks us to go to interview so we can leave this country.
Yeah, 我们就通过了这个问话。
So we passed the interview.
我们就可以来美国。
So we can come to the United States.
来到美国的时候一个月之后我们就在外教堂敬拜。
So after coming to the United States, after 1 month, we found a church to worship.
那个教堂叫老省华人基督教会。老省华人基督教会。老省啊 Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Oh, that church was called the Los Angeles Chinese Church.
在那边敬拜了差不多八年左右。
So we worshiped in that church for about 8 years or so.
然后我小弟就我不知道他怎么样就认识了这个郑弟兄啊，那个 Roger 弟兄。
And so I don't know how my little brother came to know brother Roger Chen.
然后他有三个弟兄啊，很热心来跟到我们街里去讲福音啊，或者是载我们来到教堂。
So they have three brothers, and they will fervently take us to church every week.
当时的教堂不是这里啊。
And at the time, the church is not here.
是在那个 El Monte 那边。
It was in El Monte Church.
那个教堂，对，我们就在那边慕道。
So we seek the truth there.
Yeah, 然后就觉得这个真耶稣教会哈所讲守这个安息日的是正确的。
And so we came to realize that keeping the Sabbath on Saturday is the correct truth.
然后我们就全家。在1979年受洗。
So our entire family
97年对不起
came to be baptized in True Jesus Church in 1997.
Yeah, 就在那个教堂受洗。
And we were baptized in El Monte Church.
Yeah, 就每个礼拜六就都在这个就这样从那个外教堂转过这个真耶稣教会来。
So we started coming to the Jewish church from that point on.
也就一直这个敬拜到今天。
And we came to Jewish church until today.
主耶稣的恩典真奇妙。
And it was the grace of Jesus Christ.
因为我们在外教会的这个信徒啊。
Because we're a member of another church to begin with.
而且在外教会敬拜了这么久。
And we worship in outside church for so long.
到最后主耶稣还是把我们带到正路来。
But at the end, Jesus took us to the right path.
我们渐渐就讲到这里啊。
And this concludes my testimony.
感谢神。
Thank God.
一切荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be unto our God in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神啊，叶弟兄的分享。
And thank God for the sharing of Brother Ye.
我想，在座可能很多弟兄姐妹都会，我自己的感觉啦，就是这些东西好像只是在新闻上面或是在电影里面会看到。
And for me personally, I thought this kind of story will only be seen or heard on TV.
我们可能都生活在很安逸的环境，然后也从来没有经历过这些战争的东西。
Because most of us live in a very peaceful environment, we have never seen a war.
那所以，叶弟兄跟我们分享的是，就是你可以看到整段的非常困难的一个情况下。
And by listening to his testimony, we can understand how difficult of a situation he was in.
在陌生的环境下，然后把自己的命运交在一个未知的人手上，可你也没有别的办法，只好交给别人。
And he was in a foreign land, and his life was in a hand of someone he does not know.
然后也没有什么选择的，就是看碰到是什么样的人，然后下一步又要怎么走，都是在别人的掌控当中。
And he did not have his own choice. He could only be controlled by whoever he met.
那在这段的过程当中，然后所以就让我联想到，因为前两个礼拜我们有在西区的这个网上的查经。
So it reminded me that 2 weeks ago we had West Region Bible Study.
那叶弟兄他们也常常会分享，然后常常会就是勉励大家一起祷告。
And Brother Ye would often share and also encourage everyone to pray.
那他常常都是在勉励当中都会提到，就是包括说像现在的病毒，有很多东西好像是不是我们可以掌控的。
And in his sharing, he would constantly talk about the virus these days and the things that we cannot control.
我们也常常是生活在一些有一些威胁，然后有一些担心下面。
And we live in the world of threats and worries.
但是如果是信靠神，我们跟神祷告的话。
But if we rely on God and pray to Him.
那神就是我们的依靠，神就是我们的避难所。
Then God is our refuge and our reliance.
所以我们来分享几段圣经啊，我们看一下诗篇九十一篇。
So let's read Psalm 91.
我们一起来念几节圣经，这个其中也是叶弟兄曾经在我们在电话上的查经当中所分享过的。
And these are the passages that Brother Ye shared in our phone Bible study.
我们就从91篇的，我们91篇整个念一遍好了。
So let's read
我们一起念一遍。
The entire chapter of Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇第一节。
Psalm 91 verse 1。
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到神说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你唯亲眼观看见恶人遭报。神是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所，祸患必不临到你， 灾害也不临近你的帐篷，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰到石头上。你要踩在狮子和毁蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求告我，我就应与他，他在急难中，我要与他同在，和搭救他，使他尊贵。我要使他足享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。那我们最后来，在我们祷告之前，我们来唱一首赞美诗155首。
So before a prayer, let's rise and sing hymn 155.
我们一起站立唱赞美诗155首。
So please all rise and sing hymn 155.